mama.
Thank you.
Once in the Jurassic, about 150 million years ago, the great Sun Buddha in this corner of the infinite void gave a discourse to all the assembled elements and energies, to the standing beings, the walking beings, the flying beings, and the sitting beings, even grasses to the number of 13 billion, each one born from a seed assembled there, a discourse concerning enlightenment on the planet Earth. In some future time, there will be a continent called America. It will have great centers of power, called such things as Pyramid Lake, Walden Pond, Mount Rainier, Big Sur, Everglades, Camp and Sons, and so forth. And powerful nerves and channels such as Columbia River, Mississippi River, and Grand Canyon. The human race in that era will get into troubles all over its head and practically wreck everything in spite of its own strong, intelligent Buddha nature. The twisting strata of the great mountains and the pulsings of volcanoes are my love burning deep in the earth. My obstinate compassion is schist and basalt and granite to be mountains, to bring down the rain. In that future American era, I shall enter a new form to cure the world of loveless knowledge that seeks with blind hunger and mindless rage eating food that will not fill it. And he showed himself in his true form of Smokey the Bear. A handsome smoky-colored brown bear standing on his hind legs, showing that he is aroused and watchful. Bearing in his right paw the shovel that digs to the truth beneath appearances, cuts the roots of useless attachments, and flings damp sand on the fires of greed and war. His left paw in the mudra of comradely display, indicating that all creatures have the full right to live to their limits, and that deer, rabbits, chipmunks, snakes, dandelions, and lizards all grow in the realm of the Dharma. Wearing the blue work overalls, symbolic of slaves and laborers, the countless men oppressed by a civilization that claims to save but often destroys. Wearing the broad-brimmed hat of the West, symbolic of the forces that guard the wilderness, which is the natural state of the Dharma and the true path of man on Earth. All true paths lead through mountains. With a halo of smoke and flame behind, the forest fires of the Kali Yuga, fires caused by the stupidity of those who think things can be gained and lost, whereas in truth, all is contained vast and free in the blue sky and green earth of one mind. Round-bellied to show his kind nature, and that the great earth has food enough for everyone who loves her and trusts her. Trampling underfoot wasteful freeways and needless suburbs, smashing the worms of capitalism and totalitarianism. Indicating the task, his followers becoming free of cars, houses, canned foods, universities, and shoes, master the three mysteries of their own body, speech, and mind, and fearlessly chop down the rotten trees and prune out the sick limbs of this country, America, and then burn the leftover trash. Wrathful but calm, austere but comic, Smokey the Bear will illuminate those who would help him. But for those who would hinder or slander him,
he will put them out.
Thus, his great mantra,
Namah Samanta Vajranam Chanda Maharashana,
I dedicate myself to the universal diamond to be this raging fury destroyed.
And he will protect those who love woods and rivers, gods and animals, hobos and madmen, prisoners and sick people, musicians, playful women, and hopeful children. And if anyone is threatened by advertising, air pollution, television, or the police, they should chant Smokey the Bear's war spell.
Drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts, crush their butts, drown their butts.
And Smokey the Bear will surely appear to put the enemy out with his Vajra shovel. Now, those who recite this sutra and then try to put it in practice will accumulate merit as countless as the sands of California and Nevada. We'll help save the planet Earth from total oil slick. We'll enter the age of harmony of man and nature. We'll win the tender love and caresses of men, women, and beasts. We'll always have ripe blackberries to eat and a sunny spot under a pine tree to sit at. And in the end, we'll win highest perfect enlightenment. Thus have we heard.
Certainly, one of the best ways to gain sure knowledge of any subject is to go to the expert. And your government, of course, has the best experts that money can buy working for it. Sometime earlier, your reporter, Fuzzy Cogitator, interviewed the government's leading expert on dope, Dr. Charlatan Megabuck of the Department of Psychedelic Euphoria, the source of all official information concerning the scourge of dope, which is sweeping Radioland.
Thank you, Wallow. This is Fuzzy Cogitator with Dr. Charlotte Megabunk of the Department of Psychedelia Euphoria, the agent through which your government fights its never-ending battle against the scourge of dream inducement. I see, Dr. Megabunk, that your assistants there in the background are courageously risking their minds in a brave attempt, or attempts as the case may be, to delve into the remotest recesses of the brain through the use of the dread scourge of civilization, hashish.
Yes, Fuzzy. Indeed, it is dope, as the people of Radioland may be beginning to realize. Is the mind-altering scourge deriving either from nature or the laboratory, which tends to make its user see things differently than he did before, while simultaneously sending thrills of one sort or another coursing through his body. The dope dupe may see the world as strangely beautiful, a possibly fatal misapperception given the stark and terrible reality of modern life. Fortunately, however, even the most hopelessly addicted of addicts can be cured by electric shock therapy or the use of nausea-inducing drugs, especially if his regular supply of dope can be interrupted in some way, preferably by having the parents of these misguided youngsters turn their children over to us to do what is necessary to effectuate the cure.
Up and you're alone, your sense of purpose come undone. The traffic tails back to the maze on 101. Ah. And the news from the sky is looking better for today. In every single way, but not for you. World citizen. World citizen. It's not safe. All the yellow birds are sleeping, 'cause the air's not fit for breathing. It's not safe. Why can't we be without beginning, without end? Why can't we be? Citizen, world citizen. And if I stop and talk with you a while, I'm overwhelmed by the scale of everything you feel. Lonely inner state, emergency. I want to feel until my heart can take no more, and there's nothing in this world I wouldn't give. I want to break difference of the days. I want a conscience that will keep me wide awake. I won't be disappointed. I won't be disappointed. It was a face I didn't know. The sadness told me everything about my own. Can't let it be. When least expected, there she is. Gone the time and space that separates us. And I'm not safe. I need a second skin. No, I'm not safe. World citizen. World citizen. I want to travel by night, across the steppes and overseas. I want to understand the cost of everything that's lost. I want to pronounce all their names correctly. World citizen. Thank you.
Some people interpret this is somewhat as follows, that there is but one reality, which is Brahman, which is without form, or by the position, which is without form, or by the position, which is without form, or by the position. Which is Brahman, which is without form, more by the position, more proposition, it's my mouth proposition. There is but one reality, is but one reality, is but one reality, there is but one reality. Which is Brahman, which is without form, without any quality that the mind can imagine, following the usual method of description by negation. And that this being so, it excludes there being any reality whatsoever to the seeming multiplicity of the physical world.
Thank you. Thank you. There was a time when peace was on the earth, and joy and happiness did reign, and each man knew his worth. In my heart, how I yearn for their spirit's return, and I cry as time flies. There is a place where love will always shine, and rainbows are the shadows of love that's so divine. And the glow of that love would light the sky up above, and it's free. Can't you see? Come with me. The Creator has a master plan, and happiness for every man. The Creator has a master plan, happiness for every man. The Creator has a working plan, happiness for every man. The Creator has a master plan. Creator makes but one demand, happiness through all the land. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Each step is moving, it's moving me up. Moving, it's moving me up. Every step is moving me up.
Steady and clear, but we see the stars through the atmosphere. The atmosphere has layers of air. The layers keep moving from here to there. Because of the different temperatures, the layers keep moving from here to there. The air moves in, the air moves out, and tosses the light of the stars about. The moving air bends the light, and that's why the stars twinkle at night. The stars twinkle because they are tiny, bright points of light. The planets do not twinkle because they are much closer and have a noticeable size. The air moves in, the air moves out.
album because it's very important. We want to talk about amphetamines, cocaine, depressants, barbiturates, opiates, alcohol, tobacco, hallucinogens. We want you and your parents to give a listen.
First of all, we want to talk about the downers and the uppers. Do you think it's fun to have to take a pill or to sniff something or to snort something or to shoot something in your arm to make yourself feel, as a lot of people think, better?
No!
Now, one guy is going to describe how it feels for you to take a downer and how it feels for you to take an upper. Okay, now let's talk about pills, all right? People take pills to get high, you see. Now, some pills are called downers. So, if we take a downer, it kind of makes us feel sleepy. And we think we feel good, like...
There, you're on a downer now. You've taken one, and now it's starting to react in your body, and now you feel like this. That's not much fun, is it? You thought you were gonna get high, but you're just very drowsy and sleepy and bumping into people. You don't want to bump into people, so why not take an upper?
Oh yes, an upper will make you high. It'll make you wake up and you'll think you're faster than you ever were. Now the upper's working. Now let's feel an upper. Oh my goodness, this isn't any fun either, is it? Now you're walking faster, you think, and you're talking faster, you think. But the only thing that's really happening is that you're thinking you're doing things faster, but you're not. And guess what? You won't be able to get to sleep. So let's go back to our natural state.
Thank you.
knocking on her door. They're knocking on her door.
Come out. come out to show them, to 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 come out to show them.